Exercise 5. A rough measure of people's emotional state can be found by counting words in their trauma essays that signify positive emotion. For example, love, care, happy. And negative emotion, for example, sad, pain, anger. The results from 6 writing studies were somewhat unexpected. Overall, the more people used positive emotions while writing about emotional upheavals, the more their physical and mental health improved in the weeks and months after the experiment. Negative emotion words showed a different pattern. People whose physical health improved the most from writing used a moderate number of negative emotion words. That is, people who expressed negative emotion language at very high rates did not benefit from writing, almost as if they were awash in their unhappiness. By the same token, those who used very few negative emotion words did not benefit, perhaps a sign that they were not acknowledging the emotional impact of their topic. The emotional findings then suggest that to gain the most benefit from writing about life's traumas, acknowledge the negative but celebrate the positive.